Yippee! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to keep doing a whole bunch of different things, but before we begin, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it, even if you think I'm going too fast for you. It will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's write our names at the top of our papers. I'll write your name. You write my name. Just kidding. Please don't do that. Hee hee ha ha. You write your name. I'll write my name, and then you can put your pencil down because we are going to color first. All right, so at the top of your page, you should see a picture, and the first thing I'm looking at is the apple tree. Do you see the apple tree? All right, I want us to color the apples on the apple tree. I want us to color 5 of them red. So you pick the 5. We're on the apple tree. Color 5 of them red. I'm going to count and color while I do this. 1. Color neatly. 2. 3. 4. 5. Okay, we're just gonna color 5 of them red. And then put down your red crayon. Let's color the rest of them yellow, the ones on the tree. Color the rest yellow. 1, 2, 3. So we have 5 red apples and 3 yellow apples. Let's count all the apples. How many is 5 red and 3 yellow in all? Count them. Touch them and count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 apples in all. 5 and 3 make 8. But hold it. I see some apples that have fallen off the tree. Do you see the apples that have fallen off the tree? They're at the bottom of the tree. Okay, let's color the apples that fell on the ground. Let's color them green. Any kind of green works for me. Color the apples that fell on the ground next to the tree. 1, 2, 3. And then do you see the apple way far back in the corner of the yard? Way behind the girl? Way over on the side? Color that one green too. And if you want to go back later and color the leaves, you can. That's not a problem. So there are 4 apples that fell on the ground. I know the girls have some apples, but we're just looking at the ones on the ground. Okay, put down your green crayon. And then do you see the leaves that fell down on the ground next to the tree? Do you see the leaves? How many are there on the ground next to the tree? Not next to the girl, next to the tree. Yep, 2. Let's color the leaves next to the tree, orange. Color the leaves next to the tree, orange. There's 2. I know there's some leaves over by the girl, but we're not talking about those right now. No, sir, no, ma'am. Mm-mm. Okay, so now we have 2 orange leaves, and then how many green apples did we color? Let's count the green apples on the ground again. 1, 2, 3, 4. So if we're counting green apples and leaves, orange leaves, how many do we have in all? Let's count the green apples and the orange leaves. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So 4 green apples and 2 orange leaves make 6. Now let's color our tree trunk. What color should we color that, do you suppose? Yes, we're going to color it brown. Find your brown crayon and color your tree trunk brown. There you go. The tree trunk is under all of the leaves of the tree and all of the branches. It's under it. Okay, take 2 more seconds. 2. One, and now let's color the fluffy part of the tree where the leaves are and the apples are. Let's go in and around the apples. Don't color on top of the apples. What should we color that? Yeah, let's do green. I'm going to use my light green crayon, but you can use any kind of green you want. This is definitely a big fluffy tree, so take your time. Don't scribble scrabble. Go in and around. So we're making this the top part of our tree. The leafy part of our tree is above the trunk. And we're coloring it green. Do you know the beginning sound for green? Yes, the letter G. Can you think of another word that begins the same as green? I'm thinking of one right now. Great. I think you all are great. Not good, which also begins with G, but better than good, better than good. Okay, I'm gonna give you about 4 more seconds for 3, 2, 1. Okay, do you see the girl sitting on the tree stump? Do you see the girl sitting on the tree stump? She's sitting down. Let's color her hair black. Find a black crayon. If you don't have a black crayon, go ahead and use your pencil. We'll color her hair black. Speaking of hair, what's the beginning sound in hair? Yes, the letter H. Go around her bow. Don't color her bow. She has some hair kind of behind her shoulders. Do you see that? It's flipping out or it's a little bit curly on the edges. So cute. All right, put down your black crayon and let's color her. Why am I having a hard time saying that? Let's color her bow purple. Find a purple crayon. Color her bow purple. This is the listening part. Maybe you wanted her to have a red bow or a green bow or an orange bow, but this is where you listen. Now, let's match her bow with a purple shirt. So color her shirt purple. I know you gotta go in and around. She's holding an apple. Go in and around. Don't color the apple purple. Color the parts of the shirt that you can see. It looks like it's a short sleeve shirt. Maybe there's a shirt underneath it because there is a line across where her wrist would be. So if you wanna have her have long sleeves underneath, go ahead and color that purple too. I'm gonna go ahead and do that. Okay, 2 more seconds, 2, 1. Let's put some blue pants on her for blue jeans. So find your blue crayon. Any kind will work for me. Color her pants blue or her jeans blue. It looks like she ate that apple on the side and there's an icky, icky, sticky, booky, book worm sticking out. Ew, gross. All right, put down your blue crayon. I don't know what she's doing with that. Let's give her some, Let's give her some pink sneakers, some pink shoes. Color her shoes pink. Why not? Pink shoes are fun. I used to have some, actually. They were Converse. I don't know if you know what Converse are, but they were. They were actually Converse high tops, and they were pink. Okay. She is sitting on a tree stump. Let's color that brown. Let's color it brown. Color neatly. Go in and around the apple that's sitting on that tree stump. Go in and around her too. All right. Now, she's holding an apple and there's an apple sitting next to her. Let's color both of those apples red. The apple on the stump, it's sitting on the tree stump, color it red. And the apple that she's holding, color it red as well. We have 2 apples. She's holding one. And there's one on the stump. And it has a worm. The one that she's holding has a worm. Okay, put down all your crayons. Do you see the girl standing up? Alrighty, let's give her some yellow hair. Let's give her some yellow hair. That makes her hair blonde. While I'm thinking about this, I'm wondering what color your hair is. What color is your hair? All right, so she has blonde hair. Mine is blonde, blondish brown, but mainly blonde. Okay, and it looks like she's wearing a sweater. Let's make her sweater orange. Because we haven't really used our orange crayon too much, just for our leaves. So we'll give her an orange sweater. Go in and around. She's holding an apple too. They went apple picking. How cute, this sweater has a pocket. And you can color the shirt underneath her sweater orange too. Just that whole top part of her, we can color it orange. Color neatly. Go in and around, stop that. Okay, put down your orange crayon. Let's give her some blue jeans too. So if you can color the parts of her pants that you can see, there's just a little bit. And then let's give her some brown shoes. Hopefully I'm not going too fast for you. And also, I hope I'm not going too slow for you. I don't want you to get tired of waiting, and I also don't want you to feel panicked. Okay, you should be holding your brown crayon. Put it down in 3, 2, 1. All right. The basket that the girl is holding. Let's color her basket green. Any kind of green will work for me. Let's give her a green basket. This is the girl who's standing up. She's holding the basket. Color the basket green and the handle green. Got it? Okay, and then I want you to color 3 of the apples inside the basket. I want you to color 3 of them green. Any 3 you want. 1, 2, 3. All right, put down your green crayon. Do you see the basket next to the girl who's sitting down? It's the basket on the ground. You see it? Do you see it? All right, let's give her an orange basket. We'll give her an orange basket. So this one's on the ground. Color it orange. Color neatly. Okay, what letter sound is at the beginning of the word basket? Yep, b, b. And what letter sound is at the beginning of apple? Yes, A for a, a, a. Now in her basket, let's color 4 of the apples red. Any 4 you want. 1, 2, 3, 4. Alrighty, put down your red crayon. That's all we're going to color for now. You can finish this at the end if you want, but find your pencil because we're going to do a little bit of work together at the bottom. Yes, we are. Will you find the star on your paper? Do you see the letter A? Well, we're going to trace some letters and get ready. We're going to fill in some missing letters. These are all capital. So we're going to do all capital letters, even the ones that we fill in. So get your pencil ready. Let's trace the letter A. A, scoot over. B, trace neatly. C, this is not a contest to see who finishes first. Scoot over, what comes next? A, B, C, D. Write the letter D. E, F. What comes after F? A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Write the letter G. Trace the letter H. And then trace the letter I. That I, the top and the bottom, can you make them longer for me on the I? The top and the bottom. They're too little. I like them to be a little bit longer. Okay, let's go back to the beginning of A so we know what's going to come after I. So go back to the star and let's touch the letters with our pencil and say the name. A, B, C. Okay, go back to the beginning. Ready? We're going to say the letter name in our low voice. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I. What's next? We're on the next line. J, make a J for me. J, trace the K, then what? J, K, L, M, trace the M, then what? N, fill in the letter N, then we have O, Q. Let's check it.
I'll say it in my low voice we should have on the second line. J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q.
Go down to the next line.
R.
Then what? S. Fill in the letter S. T. U. V. Then what?
W. Make a W.
Fill in the W. X. Trace it. Then what?
Y.
Fill in the letter Y. And our last letter? Z. Let's check it. Go back to the R. You should have R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z.
So go back to the star, and this time let's use our squeaky high voices and let's check that we have all the letters. Ready? A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z.
Oh, I don't even think I breathed. Okay, head down to the heart. Do you see the heart? We have some numbers and we have some that are missing, so we're going to fill in some missing numbers. It starts with the number 10. Fill it in. Or trace it. I'm sorry. Trace it. 10. Then what's next?
11. Fill it in.
11. 12. Trace the 12. Then what? 10, 11, 12. What comes next? 13. We put a 1 and a 3 for 13. Trace the number 14. And what comes next? 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. We write a 1 and a 5. The 1 comes first, then the 5.
Let's check it. Let's check it. While we sing 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
Boys and girls, we did the whole activity. I had such a great time. You rock, I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time.